It's a mere 100 days before the start of the Olympic Games in London. From time to time, Morning Edition has been getting dispatches from NPR's London-based correspondent Philip Reeves about the preparations. In his latest, Reeves says the British are gearing themselves up for this great contest, both physically and mentally.
Like everyone everywhere, the British are dreaming of winning piles of Olympic medals. But if other athletes from other nations happen to run off with the lion's share of the golds again, the Brits will know how to console themselves. They'll head for the pub, order a beer, and ruminate on the fact that half of these sports wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for them. There's a curious conviction among the British that the best games on this planet were invented by them. Well, maybe not by them directly, by their sporty ancestors looking for something wholesome to do when they needed a break from drinking and running the British Empire. The list of sports the Brits say they created is surprisingly long. It includes tennis, field hockey, soccer, badminton, golf, squash, and modern boxing. Everyone knows the Chinese are the masters of ping pong. They've won far more Olympic gold medals than anyone else. Yet if you suggest they invented that sport, the British will swiftly put you straight. They'll point out it began as an after-dinner game played on the dinner table by cigar-puffing Victorian gentlemen using a champagne cork as the ball and books as the net and paddles. They called it whiff-waff. Some Brits even suggested this nation invented baseball after a 260-year-old diary surfaced in England containing a description of a kid playing something that sounded a little like that great game. There's more. The British also firmly believe Britain is the birthplace of the modern Olympics. In the heart of rural England, in a county called Shropshire, lies the little market town of Much Wenlock. Its inns and crooked houses go back to medieval times. In the mid-19th century, the local doctor was a man called William Penny Brooks. Brooks was a passionate believer that sport's good for the mind, body and soul, and that everyone should be allowed a crack at it, from farmhands to the local gentry. So he organised the Much Wenlock Olympics. The games began with a procession through town, led by a band, the model perhaps for today's opening ceremony. There were wheelbarrow races, singing and quoits, another old English invention that involved throwing a piece of rope or a horseshoe. Townsfolk ran around a track and tossed a big rock. Much Wenlock still holds its Olympics annually, though with different sports. Brooks was as interested in ancient Greece as he was in sports. He began to bombard the Greek government with letters, urging it to revive the Olympic Games in Athens. Eventually, Brooks recruited the support of a sports-mad French baron who took up his cause with gusto and won the Greeks around. In 1896, the first modern Summer Olympics were held in Athens, 4 months after Brooks died. The rest is history. As this year's Games approach, the British are already revelling in all their sporting inventions. In a new book, the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, boasts that these reveal the essential difference between Britain and the rest of the world. The people of other nations, like the French, looked at a dining table and merely saw the opportunity to have dinner, says Johnson. The ingenious British looked at the same table and played whiff-waff. I know, big deal. But don't we all need something to hang on to when we're weeping into our beer? Philip Reeves, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.